First of all, let me take this opportunity to say hello to all your audience, and I'm happy to be of some service to the Voice of America. Now, coming back to the elections just held in Liberia, ECOWAS regarded it as a very important occasion because it was an election, a presidential election, in which we were anxious that Liberia would establish itself as a democratic country. You know, 6 years ago, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was elected president by the people of Liberia in a free, fair, and credible election. And we were anxious that it should, at this time, confirm what was done 6 years ago, that Liberia has truly returned to the democratic path. Judging from the rhetoric that attended the campaign period of that election, we had a bit of apprehension as to whether this will come off or not. However, the people of Liberia have been exemplary in the manner in which they turn out in the rain, in inclement weather, to vote for the candidate of their choice. We are happy also to have observed that the first round was free, fair, transparent, and credible. And we have said this publicly. Now, somehow or the other, no candidate got the 50 plus one necessary to win the elections. And so, even though all the results are not yet in, the calculation is that two candidates, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and Ambassador Winston Tubman, will go for a second round. We are praying that the second round also goes as well as the first round in order to redeem the image of this country and also prove to everyone that the Liberian electorate is also very mature now.
What is ECOWAS's expectation ahead of the anticipated runoff?
Well, I cannot hazard any guess, and it is not the task of ECOWAS to prefer one candidate to another. Any of the two elected, we will work with very closely and assiduously in order to continue the development process that has started in Liberia, and also to achieve integration of Liberia into the ECOWAS family. And so our expectation is that everything will go on well, that we will all rally around whoever is elected and make sure that the process of development is uninterrupted in that country.
Will ECOWAS monitor the second round of voting for the presidency?
Absolutely. We have a mandate from a protocol on good governance, on democracy and good governance. We have a mandate that expects us to observe all presidential elections. And so in the first round, we fielded 150 observers all over Liberia. The second round, which is even more important, we might field an even bigger number to make sure that our observation is flawless, and also to make sure that we are in a position to certify whether that election or the runoff will be free, fair, and credible.
Some opposition parties cried foul, saying they have empirical proof of some voter irregularities. How is ECOWAS going to talk to both sides to ensure that they are vigilant ahead of the second round of vote?
Well, let me say that complaints about voter irregularity are not exceptional to elections in our part of the world. However, any allegation made will be carefully investigated and taken into account in reaching a final decision. In the first round, we were in a position to guarantee that the right things were done. However, now that there are complaints, the Constitution of Liberia and the electoral laws have a procedure that all aggrieved parties may use. We recommend that whichever party feels aggrieved should use the constitutional means of finding redress and not take to the street and so on. And if it didn't happen in the first round, I have every confidence that it will not happen in the second round. But I wish, if I may, to take this opportunity to appeal to all Liberians, especially the leaders of the major parties, whether they are contesting in this election or not, to conduct themselves in such a way as to make the forthcoming runoff peaceful and fair and credible. Now, if we are able to achieve that, I think that not only Liberia, but the whole of West Africa would benefit from that kind of election. And so we also appeal to them to accept the verdict when it is declared, unless there is a serious flaw with the verdict, which I do not hope will be the case. But we no longer have the tolerance in ECOWAS for losing candidates, creating problems just because elections do not go their way. So I'm appealing to all the candidates, or both candidates, and all the parties to accept the verdict of the ballot box when it comes, so that Liberia can move forward from where it is now.